And now for our final story, we'll hear the conclusion to our 8-month series, The Struggle to Stay. Today we'll hear the final chapter of Derek Acal's Struggle to Stay. Derek is from a coal camp town called Lynch in Harlan County, Kentucky. If you haven't caught his earlier stories, here's a quick recap. Derek says he wants to leave Eastern Kentucky to find work. A few years ago, he moved away on a college football scholarship, but then a neck injury led him to move back home. We learned that a combination of dreams, booms, busts, and racism have led Derek's ancestors and many members of Lynch's African-American community to move away, generation after generation. The last time we heard from Derek, he was planning to move to California.
I'm from this small town. There's no careers here. And I feel like if I moved out to California, that's where I might have a future. You know, I'm 21. You know, I know I'm young, but I'm ready to get out there and do a lot.
But to do that, he needs to save up enough money. Now, more than a year after Benny Becker, reporter for the Ohio Valley Resource and WMMT, began following Derek, we'll hear if Derek's been able to make his plan work.
Derek first got the idea to move out west when he heard that there were jobs working on oil rigs.
The oil industry is like the coal mines down here, but the only thing that's different is that the oil rigs and stuff are like going crazy.
Derek visited California over New Year's, and once he got there, he learned about other jobs he could get in the energy industry.
The solar job in California, you start out, you know, $23 an hour. You know, that is so much money.
He also learned about job opportunities in the world of fashion.
I can get down with a modeling job down there and make as much money as a coal miner easily.
I met up with Derek in January, soon after he came back from California. I went to the house he was living in with his mom, grandma, and little brother. It was cold outside, so we sat in the living room on a big cozy couch. Derek told me that visiting California had made him even more committed to finding a way to move there.
What kind of timeline are you thinking for trying to actually make the move?
I'm going to be leaving in the summer before June 12th. All you got to do is just get some money, get a plane ticket, and I'm already there.
The next time I met up with Derek, the weather had warmed up, so we sat outside.
It's March 21st, 2017. We are on my front porch in Lynch, Kentucky.
At that time, he said he was still on track to move in June.
2.5 more months and I'm already out of here.
But he still hadn't saved enough money for his move out west. He was having a hard time finding work in Harlan County.
Literally just going after job, putting in applications everywhere. They wouldn't pick you up anywhere.
Derek did find one way to earn a little income. He has his uncle's pair of hair clippers, and he's learned how to use them.
I got a booming business right now, cutting people's hair.
2.5 months later, I sat down again with Derek on his front porch in Lynch.
Today would be the day that I'll be going to California right now.
Derek told me he needed to find some better paying work. He'd done another big round of job applications and even gotten a new buzz cut in hopes that it would help him get hired. At one point, Derek happened to look at a picture of himself from before he cut off his hair, and he told me that just looking at it made him sad.
Man, I'm telling you, every time I see my long hair, I just miss my hair even more.
Even with short hair, Derek still couldn't find any steady work. But he stayed hopeful, and he made the most of a beautiful summer. He wasn't making much money, but he had time to spend with his family and to enjoy the natural beauty of Harlan County.
Like, all these mountains all the way around here. Like, I literally been all over these mountains, fishing, snake hunting. That's really what I spend most of my time at, is on Black Mountain.
The top of Black Mountain, just above Lynch, is the highest point in Kentucky. The next time I visited Derek, that's where we went.
My name is Derek Acal. It's Tuesday, July 11th, and we are on top of Black Mountain. And there's a memorial right here to let you know that you're 4,139 feet.
You can see pretty far into Virginia from the overlook, and most of the view is forested ridgelines. But there's one big area that dominates the view and looks more like a moonscape. It's a mountaintop removal site.
Looking over where that strip mine is at, you know, even though it killed that mountain, you know, it's still beautiful to me.
For Derek, part of the beauty is in the possibility he sees in the big flat area that coal mining left behind.
If they put some wind fields over these mountains like that, I'm telling you, then I think business would be booming. Literally just covered that up right there with just wind or solar.
If something like that were to happen, would you consider coming back if there were suddenly all these jobs in wind and solar here?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. They have all that stuff right there, yeah, most definitely.
But that's not what's happening.
All the kids that I grew up with, we all leaving because there's no jobs here. But without coal, you know, the town is just going to be a ghost town.
I wonder, like, if you have feelings about if any of that makes it more important for people to hear your voice, or how you feel about your voice and your story fitting into all of the kinds of voices and stories that end up out there on the media.
I feel like I'm representing the people that's all around here, you know, that want to say what they're going through, but they can't say it because they have no way of saying it, you know.
I recorded this interview in July, and by this point, Derek had given up on finding a job in Harlan County. He'd moved on to another backup plan.
Around here, there's just nothing here, so I'm just going to pack up and go to Georgia.
Derek has family and friends who've moved from Lynch to the Atlanta area. He has an aunt who offered to let him stay at her house and help him get a job nearby so that he could save the money he needs to move to California.
This week will be my last week, you know, down here. But I'm going to be visiting like crazy, though, because I'm a really big mama's and grandma's boy. And I love my brother to death, so I can't leave him.
The next few months, Derek kept busy in Atlanta, working and saving money. I caught up with him by phone in early November, about 10 months after he started trying to save money to move out west.
Hello?
Hey, Derek?
Yes?
Hey,
how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you? How's it going?
It's been crazy, I'll tell you that.
Derek's been in Georgia for about 2 months. He's been living outside Atlanta with his aunt, working for a power company, and hanging out with Vince, the friend he's planning to move to California with. Derek tells me things had been going pretty smoothly until this last week. That's when he learned that his boss had been pocketing some of the money he was supposed to have gotten. He quit that job, but he says he's already got leads for a new job and he's still planning to move to California.
Oh, yeah, well, most definitely. I'm going to be leaving here pretty soon, probably like in January or February. What I'm basically doing is just working to get my ticket and everything and to get a car. Even though my boss owes me money and everything, which I'm going to get, you know, I've been saving up quite a bit of money, so I've been doing good with that.
Derek tells me the response he's gotten from people hearing his story has also helped him to feel good about how things are going.
There's been a lot of people that messaged me and talking about how much I inspired them. It's people that I don't even know, and they're telling me about their situations and stuff like that, what they want to do. It's like the people that are scared to do something message me, who are scared to go out their comfort zone.
Is there something you'd want to say in your own voice to people out there listening?
I just tell them to never give up. Never give up on your dreams, because I'm still on my dreams, and I'm not far from them. You just got to have the patience to chase your dream, because it's not going to always go come to you just as quick. And like I say, always have a couple plans with you, because there's always going to be some situations that's going to switch up your dreams.
Derek A. Cal's Struggle to Stay was produced by Benny Becker from WMMT in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and the Ohio Valley Resource. This story concludes our Struggle to Stay series. We hope you've enjoyed following these people as they've tried to find a home and feel settled. It seems kind of fitting that we end the series with the show about entrepreneurship and jobs. Each of the people we followed in the Struggle to Stay series is looking for a way to make money and to survive. Since this series began, we've received a number of messages from listeners who say they struggle in similar ways. We've heard why some people say they want to remain around family, friends, and loved ones. But sometimes making money means leaving. Sometimes, as we've heard in this series, people determine that the value of relationships is greater than earning a big income. How about you? Do you struggle to stay in Appalachia? If you've left, have you struggled to return home? You can send us an email to insideappalachia@wvpublic.org. Oh, and we'll be checking in with all six of the people we've been following, Colt, Mark, Kira, Crystal, Dave, and Derek. And later this year, we'll hear from them again and see how they've been doing lately. You can listen to all of the stories from the Struggle to Stay series on our website at wvpublic.org.